Good morning. We are continuing with Chayodim Klal Samaches, and we've been learning Siman Gimel, where the Chayodim talks about the rule of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. You cannot bundle mitzvahs together, you have to do them separately and independently. We left off with the Chayam saying that this is a Din Rabbanan, not a Din D'Oraisa, based on a Gemara in Soto. Now, the Gemara in Sotah does actually raise the question. The Gemara says, we've already quoted the Gemara, according to Rabbi Shimon, in a scenario where the woman is recessive, she's clearly trembling, the fact that there's another Sotah together with her is acceptable. So then the Gemara asks, well, what do you mean? Why don't you say, Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas Ardin? So the Gemara says, Kama Kohen Echot, Kama Shnei Kohanim. So the Gemara differentiates between one Kohen and two Kohanim. Now, the way Tosfos understands the Gemara, which is along the lines of Rashi, the maskana of the Gemara is the following: that two kohanim being mashka at the same time is not problematic. One kohen doing two one after the other is a problem of chavilos. The Gemara is saying that when is there a problem of one kohen doing it? It's when it's one kohen. Even though the one kohen obviously cannot do two at one time, he has to do one after the other. That's just practically how it's going to play out. And that's what the Gemara is saying is a problem of chavilas chavilas. So what exactly is the problem? He's not doing both of them at the same time. He means the idea that he's setting up, as it were, two mitzvahs to do, and then doing one and then doing the other is problematic. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin says, according to the understanding of Rashi and Tosfos, we come out the following halacha. Let's say a person had two sons to get a bris milah. He had twin boys, and Baruch Hashem, they're both healthy, and they're both able to have the bris on the same day, on the eighth day. So he brings in, he says, you know, instead of bringing one child and then bringing in the next, I'll bring in both children. I'll do one, I'll do the other. So according to the Magen Avraham says, according to Rashi, that would be a problem of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Then he takes it a step further. He says, and therefore, if a person, with that which we do, that when we have a day of Kriyas HaTorah, which we have two Sifrei Torah, according to Rashi, we should not take out both Sifrei Torah at the same time. Even though we're going to learn one after the other, we should first take out one Sefer Torah, read from the Sefer Torah, finish it, put it back into the Aron Kodesh, and then take out the second Sefer Torah, which actually is the opinion of the Yerushalmi. Excuse me one second. There's the opinion of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that you're supposed to do it like that. So according to Rashi, that would be the din. The Ramah says that's not what we do, and that's obviously most people are familiar with the fact that we take up both Sefer Torah at the same time, and then we use one and then we use the other. The Magen Avraham says that the Rambam disagrees, and we'll maybe clarify the Peshit of the Rambam. Let's give another example of this application. The Magen Avraham says a person is making Shabrachas, so we make Shabrachas and we use two kaisers. So why do we use two kaisers? So this is actually a machlokes discussion in Tosfos. Why can't we use the same kais for the Sheva Brachas and for the benching as well? And the answer is, Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas, using the same kais for both is inappropriate. So we have to use two separate kaisers. But now, what about the question of filling up, when do you fill up the kais for the Sheva Brachas? The kais for benching, you fill up before benching to be able to use for benching. But according to this thought process, preparing the second kais at the same time, as it were, being maimed there, getting it ready to go, is a problem of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. It would be appropriate to wait till after you benching is whoever is leading the benching is finished, fill the kais for Sheva Brachas, say the Sheva Brachas, and then say the Brei Pirkei Avot back on the first kais. So the Magen Avraham says that according to Rashi, that would be the appropriate thing to do. And he points out that if you look at the language of the Torah in Eben Ezra, Siman Samach Beis, that's very clearly the language of the Torah. The Torah says that you fill one kais, bench, fill a second kais, say Sheva Brachas, and then the six brachas, and then go back to the first kais and say the Brei Pirkei Avot. The Mechaber says it's not a concern about chavilas at all. He allows the same curse to be used for both, which needs more of an explanation as well. So that it would be, Mechaber says this is what should come out according to the Shita of Rashi. The Rambam, however, has another understanding, which we'll explain in the next shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.